Michigan's longtime and highly regarded elections director retires.
With a dire warning about dark money. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Chris Thomas stepped down Friday after serving 36 years. His job, making sure Michigan's elections run smoothly and honestly.
Thomas is not only Michigan's longest-serving elections director, he's also the longest-serving elections director in the country. Appointed by a Democrat, and three Republicans kept him on the job.
Chris Thomas's demeanor is quiet and neutral. He kept his politics to himself, but feels he can't leave now without warning of a danger to fair voting and democracy. And that danger is the ability of largely invisible, wealthy donors to support candidates with untraceable contributions.
Clearly, those who give money, I think, have more influence, doors open easier.
Those donors are a secret to the public, but not to the politicians.
Where does that come out in the wash? It comes out in the wash in public policy. Public officials understand who's giving to those funds when it's necessary.
Now, we don't know all the ways dark money is used to affect the political process.
Hence the name dark money.
But one of the most common ways is so-called issue ads.
These ads are ostensibly for voter education.
But that definition is broadly interpreted to include any political message that does not expressly say vote for or vote against.
And very often in these, you might hear a call to action, something like, you know, call this politician, tell them what you think.
It might not be on a specific issue, or it might be on a more broad topic. Say, call this representative and tell him or her to stop raising our taxes.
But for all practical purposes, this is a campaign ad.
It is a campaign ad.
And the issue? We don't know who's paying for it.
So Chris Thomas's complaint, and the complaint of a lot of other critics of Michigan's system, they say this circumvents campaign disclosure laws that were meant to keep campaigns operating in the open.
So that voters could get a sense of a candidate by seeing who is donating and who is spending on their behalf.
Now, technically, these dark money funds are not supposed to coordinate with candidate campaigns, but that's typically handled with a hint and a wink.
Totally. Like in 2010, the Republican Governors Association ran an issue ad here in Michigan that used the same ad firm that Rick Snyder's campaign had used.
And that firm just happened to have video and images archived from work done for the Snyder campaign.
Backers of dark money say that this kind of privacy is necessary so that wealthy people can exercise their free speech rights without fear of boycotts or retribution for their giving.
All this leads to the question, if it's so easy to get around disclosure requirements, well, why have them at all?
Yeah, well, one, the legislature would just be lambasted if it tried to repeal these requirements. And second, as we've just mentioned, they've learned to get around them. But here is a little secret.
There is nothing stopping the legislature from living up to the spirit of campaign disclosure by requiring dark money funds to report who's paying for their ads. Chris Thomas, who is an attorney, says lawmakers could do that. They just won't.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.